amazing. I understand.
Wonderful. So, Bezrat Hashem, we are in Torah Kafchet. Kafchet is Koach, power. Lashon Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha, words of Holy Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman. Kafchet, page 77, that it's not written. So, they told him to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, the wise guys from Athens, told him, Ben Ilan Beita Bavira de Alma, build for us a building, a house in the air of the world. Amar Shem, so he said a name, he mentioned the holy name, come, Vetala Ben Shemaya Leara. And it happened. Suddenly, there was a house standing in the middle of the sky. Amar Leu. So he told them, Apikuli Livne Vetina Mehatam, bring me please from there stones and, I say, tit, melet, beton, cement, please. Bring me from there stones and cement. Amru, so they told him, Umiika de matze la suke hatam. Is there someone that can climb over there to that place of that house? Amar, he told them, Umiika de matze le mivne beita ben shemaya leara. So why are you asking me to build something like that? Can someone build something over there? Actually, Mamash started to make a joke out of them. You see that he is making miracles in front of them. They cannot find their legs and hands. So, part Aleph. Hamitnagdim, misnagdim, hamevazim umecharfim yerei Hashem, that are insulting and cursing the ones that serves Hashem. Ze mechamat, it's because shemekablim Torah mitalmidei chachamim, because they're accepting Torah from talmidei chachamim, shedin Yehudain, Jewish demons. Usually, Rabbeinu gonna write that soon. Usually, the ones that are arguing the most is on the real righteous people are talmidei chachamim, and not people that are far from the Torah Kedosha. Just Adrabah, people that are close to the Torah, but doesn't get it at all. They are the ones that are fighting and cursing and arguing and contradicts the most. And Rabbeinu is calling them Shedin Yehudain, people, Jewish demons. Ki Talmidei Chachamim, because those kinds of Talmidei Chachamim, Shedin Yehudain, Jewish demons, Hem Mekablim Toratam, they're accepting their Torah, Mehashedin, from the demons. Sheyesh lahem Torah nefula, because they, the demons, have Torah that fell, that is not holy, that it fell, it been contaminated. Me'alfin nefulim, from alephs that falls, that fell. Letter aleph, that means also 1,000, elef, that fell. Soon Rabbeinu gonna explain. I heard a shiur, I don't remember by who, which rabbi, that he explained it. Maybe it was from Rav Berland. It's very likely that it was from Rav Berland. He usually talks about subjects that no one can ever find in the, no one knows where to look for them anymore. But so once he said, or that rabbi said, because I don't remember who I heard it from, that there is the king of demons, Ashmedai, that he comes at night without netilat yadayim, with his contaminated hands, and he's putting his hands in the well, in the be'er. And inside that well, there is water, and the Talmidei Chachamim that are not hagunim, are not worthy, they are drinking from that water that he been contaminated at night with his hands, without his Netilat Yadayim. So, we don't want to drink from that water of Torah. So, uve'alefin elu uktiv bishlomo, so on those aleph that fell, that been ruined, that been contaminated, it's written on them bishlomo, on the book, on the book, on the subject that talks about Shlomo HaMelech, vaydaber, that Shlomo was talking, shloshet alafim mashal, 3,000 tales he had. Vayhi shiro, and his songs he had chamisha va'alef. Chamisha va'alef.
1,005.
I don't know if it's 5,000. Probably it's 5,000, but it doesn't written by Pshat 5,000. Need to check it. It looks like 1,005, but probably it's talking about 5,000. Ki Shlomo zachah lahem b'kedusha, because Shlomo he achieved them in kedusha. Aval talmidei chachamim shedin yehudain, but those talmidei chachamim, Jewish demons, mekablin mehem derech haklipot, they're accepting from those stories and tales and songs through the husks. Ubishvil ze, and this is why kol diburam, all of their words, derech mashal umelitza, they're telling stories and wonderful tales all of the time, uteamim niflaim, and wonderful reasons, and their mamash explaining very well their contaminated Torah. Ki shorsha me'elu alefin hanal, because the roots of that Torah that they are giving, handing, is from those wonderful tales of Shlomo HaMelech. Ve'elu atalmidei chachamim, but those תלמידי חכמים, נאמר עליהם, it's been said on them in ישעיה, המעט מכם, הלאות אנשים, is it not enough for you to make people tired with all of your stories? כי תלאו גם אלוקים, that you're making Hashem tired also? It's not enough for you that you ruin people's life, you want to ruin Hashem also? כי מייגעים אנשים, because they dragging people with their drashot and stories and tales and dragging them into their shtuyot. People shebaim that are coming lishmoa drusham v'toratam, to hear their drashot and their Torah. V'anashim choshvim, and people are thinking sheyavou le'ezu toelet al yadam, that they're going to gain something, going to have a certain progress by those shiurim. Aynu sheyavou ladat et Hashem, that they're going to come to that time that they're going to know how to serve Hashem. Ech la'avod, how to serve. Vehem, and those, ha'anashim, the people, en masigim shum to'elet, cannot achieve nothing by those shiurim. Ki toratam shel elu ha'talmidei chachamim, because that Torah of those talmidei chachamim, en lakoach, it doesn't have the power, le'adrich et ha'adam bederech hatov, to lead the person in the good path, in the good way. Because from a bad source cannot come a good thing. A good thing cannot grow from a bad thing. This is it. This is what it's written. In Brachot. You can look in Brachot, Kaftet. Velo od, and not only that. Ki tal'u gam Elokim. Just also you want to make Hashem tired from all of your stories. Keilu lo eh Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because you're creating a situation like that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he is tired and he is not able to help the ones that are serving him. Milazor la'avdim oto, because you are telling them stories how to serve Hashem and they're trying to do it and they cannot find Hashem through that. So it's become to be like that Hashem doesn't have the ability to help them because they done what that you told them. And Hashem didn't help them, so it's Hashem's fault. because they tried, but it's all because of that shedin yudain talmidei chachamim. Nimtza, actually we can find, shal yedei ze, that by that, elu b'nei adam, noflim b'kfirot gdolot, that because of those talmidei chachamim, those poor people are falling to horrible kfirot. They've been disappointed very much from Hashem Yitbarach because of their rabbis. וחושבים, and they're thinking to themselves, חס ושלום, לא יראה ולא יבין אלוקים במעשה בני אדם, that Hashem is not seeing and cannot understand what's going on between them. Hashem doesn't understand me, Hashem cannot see me, Hashem doesn't look at me, Hashem doesn't care about me. It's all because of those horrible rabbis that are teaching things that are not worth it. על ידי זה, by that, what's going to be the result of that? Even worse, את יראה השם לא יכבדו, that they start to hate the rabbis, and they're not honoring all of the rabbis. Now they're disappointed, they have a reason, that rabbi disappointed them, so it means that all of the rabbis are like that. ומחרפים ומביישים אותם, and they're cursing and insulting the תלמידי חכמים. ובשביל זה, and this is why בושה, a shame, נקרא עבודת אלילים. It calls worshipping idols. There is a verse, soon we're going to see it, in Hosea, that shame calls worship idols, to worship idols. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, וינזרו לבושת. They made themselves to be נזירים. נזיר?
Abstaining.
Abstaining? Abstaining laboshet, to the shame, means that this has become to be their avodah. They're doing it now. Ki habusha v'acheruf na'aseh me'akfirot, because the shame and the cursing are being made happen because of those kfirot, bad thoughts. Uchsheyesh li'ir'eh Hashem charafot u'bushot, and when the people that really have yirat shamayim, when they have a disgrace, when they being shamed, מהכופרים האלו, from those people that are
denying,
non-believers. Etzal ze, so the advice on that is
infidels.
The verse in Tehilim, Anochi tola'at velo ish, Cherpat Adam, that the person should say on himself, I'm a worm and not a man, a disgrace of human being. That everyone gonna go with that sentence, with that verse. This should be your mantra. You should walk with it. Anochi tola'at velo ish, Cherpat Adam uvzuyam, I'm a worm and not a man, disgrace of human, of the man, humankind, and not a nation. I'm nothing. לחרפות וויזיונות, to the disgrace and shames, הסגולה לזה, so the cure for that, בחינת תולה, the aspect of תולה, to be like a worm, שעל ידי בחינה הזאת, that by that aspect, מנצח אויביו, you can conquer your enemies. כי תולה, because a worm, הוא בחינת אמונה, is an aspect of faith. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, in Eicha, האומנים עלה תולה. אומנים, it's, how do you say, אומנים?
Artisans.
What?
Artisans.
Artists.
Those. Aletola means they were doing something. Can we close the window, please? Thank you very much. Thank you. Bezrat Hashem. Bezchut Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we're gonna manage. Haumanim aletola. So those
artists,
they are in the aspect of the tola, and the word umanim means emuna, means that they have faith. V'ubchinat Avraham, and it's an aspect of Avraham, shehu rosh lama'aminim, that he is the head of the believers, kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, ve'he'emin b'Hashem, that he believed in Hashem. U'bivchinat Avraham, and in the aspect of Avraham, shehu b'chinat emuna, that the when the person is in that aspect of Avraham, that he is in the aspect of faith, meshaber u'mevatel avodat elilim, the person is breaking and canceling the worshipping idols, vehakfirot, vehabizyonot, and all of the bad thoughts of not to believe in Hashem, vehabizyonot, and all of the disgrace and the shames, umitgaber al hakofrim, and he is conquered, increase himself above the non-believers,
overpower the infidels,
bivchinat, in aspect of. Are you laughing at me? I'm just kidding. Bivchinat, in aspect of bigvurot yesha yemino, bigvurot, he gonna have powers, yesha yemino, of salvations, yemino, yemino, the right. This is Avraham. Avraham is in the midah of chesed, that this is the midah of the right side. So actually the gvurot, the powers, he is holding them. Ki Avraham, because Avraham, shu b'chinat chesed, that he is in the aspect of kindness, b'chinat emuna, aspect of faith, b'chinat v'chasdi lo afir, means that like that Hashem said that he will not cancel the kindness from Avraham, ולא אשקר באמונתי, and I will not lie in my faith, mean that Hashem gonna keep his promise to Abraham. בימין הזאת, in that right, in that power that he had, Avraham Avinu, he was exactly like Hashem, he was making himself to be like Hashem, like that we learned. Moshe Rabbeinu is learning his humility from Hashem. Avraham Avinu lomed his kindness, learning to be kind from Hashem. So, like that Hashem Yitbarach is loyal and he's not canceling his words, so Avraham Avinu, he was like that also. And he is standing in his word and he's always going to be kind and he's holding the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in that right, hu mitgaber al oivav, he conquered his enemies. Ki naaseh bivchinat, because he becomes to be the aspect of anshei chayil metulaim, soldiers. People are warriors that are metulaim, that they are in the aspect of that worm, that they are in the aspect of faith. Uvezeh ha-chesed, and in that kindness, hu metaken elu ha-alefin ha-nefulim hanal, he is fixing those aleph that fell, those thousands of torot that fell, bivchinat, in an aspect of what it's written, ve'oseh chesed la'alafim, that he is kind to those thousands. Ve'lavo lechesed, and to come to that midah of chesed, to be kind, yifshar lavo, you cannot come to that, ela al yedei, just only by one thing, sheyachnis talmidei chachamim tzadikim letoch beito, that he's going to invite talmidei chachamim, righteous talmidei chachamim, into his house. Ki amachnis orchim, because the one that brings in guests, talmidei chachamim amitiim, real talmidei chachamim, letoch beito, into his house, keilu hikriv tmidin, it's like that he's been sacrificed, the sacrifice of tamid. Ki ma'amar chachamenu zichonam livracha, like that we learned in Masechet Brachot, Ish kadosh over alenu tamid vechulei. Over there they learned from the verse Ish kadosh over alenu tamid, a holy man is coming to our house always, that to bring the Talmid Chacham into the house, it's like to sacrifice tamid. Uveze hashimush she'omed aleihem u'meshamesh otam, and by that fact that the person is standing with them and helping them, Zoche lachesed hanal, the person is achieving that wonderful level of being kind. Kema'amar, like that it's written, kol hamonea talmido mileshamsho, everyone that is stopping his student from helping him, keilu monea mimeno chesed, it's like that you're stopping him from achieving kindness. Hashem wants him to grow in his avodat Hashem, and you, the rabbi, by stopping him from helping you, you're stopping him from progressing in Avodat Hashem, from achieving that kindness. So actually we can see here that to do shimush, to help Talmidei Chachamim, it's to achieve kindness. ובשביל זה היה התמיד כבש. And this is why the sacrifice of Tamid was a sheep. Right? כי, because, ממנו נתקנו האלפין. By that sheep, they were fixing those thousands, those alephim, בבחינת, in an aspect of, ואני כחבס אלוף. It's written, and I am like a sheep, aluf. Aluf, this is champion, it's a praise, huge praise on Hashem Yitbarach, that he is, and you cannot win him, that he is beyond everything. And in that verse it's written, kekeves aluf. So when it's become to be aluf, means that it's fixed, and it fixed because of that sheep. Veze, and this is what it's written, veze bechinat keves, and it's an aspect of that sheep. The word keves, now the Rabbeinu going to learn on the letters of the word keves, shekavush tachat yad rabo, that he is under the hand of his rabbi. From the word keves, that it's a sheep, he learned kevesh, kavush. Shin and sin are the same letter. So the keves is kavush, means he's surrendered. He's conquered by his rabbi. He's kavush. He surrendered himself to his rabbi, who meshamesh otam, and serving them. Veze tamid, and this is why the word tamid, gimatria, the numeral value of the word tamid, is dalet, alephin, those letters, dalet, alephin, it's the numeral value of tamid. Shehu tikun, ha'alephin, kanal. Because this is the thing that is fixing those thousands, like we said, the sacrifice of tamid. Vezeo, and this is what it's written, lemi medanim, lemi siach. Who are those ones that are arguing? Who are those ones that are talking? Hainu al yedei siach, means by the word siach, that siach, this is the few explanations. Hainu al yedei siach, by that word, first of all, siach, the conversation, sicha, the bad words of the mitnagdim, of the ones that are arguing on the righteous man. That Rabbeinu is telling us that al yedei chacham shed yehudi, that the word siach, it's the first letters of those three words, chacham shed yehudai, a Jewish demon, the talmid chacham, that he is a demon, a Jewish demon, so he is that aspect of siach. By that, al yado medanim, by him, those arguments and fights all of the time. Al yado bahit nagdut, by him coming that argument. Actually, we know that when Avraham Avinu, that we were talking about him, that his kindness, he wanted to conquer the gvura, that it Yitzchak, so Borei Olam sent to him a keves. This is that ayil. And then there was something that the Yetzer Hara dressed himself on stopping that kindness, that keves. It was that siach. It was that bush. It's the same siach that was stopping the sacrifice. This is Korban HaTamid. This is the sacrifice of Avraham Avinu from coming into his hands. וזה שאמרו סבד באתונה, and this is what those wise guys said, בן אילן ביתה באווירה דאלמה, built to us a house in the air of the world, כי אלו בני אדם הרוצים לערוך עבודתם, because those people that wants to establish their עבודת השם על ידי התורה, by the Torah, ששומעים מתלמידי חכמים שדין יהודאין, that they're hearing it by those Jewish demons, ובאמת אין להם על מה שיסמוכו. And actually they don't have what to lean on, to count on. והווה כאילו, so it's like that, רוצים לבנות בית באווירה. They want to build a house in the air. There is no foundations, there is no יסודות. You cannot build on those. It's so hard, the fact that the window is closed. I see so many people moving. Yes, it's hard. So Rabotai, let's open the windows now.
It's actually cooler standing up for some reason.
Avira de Eretz Yisrael machkima. We're just going to be wiser now. Ezrat Hashem.
Thank you, Rav Kalman.
Thank you, Rav Kalman. והווה כאילו רוצים לבנות בית באווירה. So it's actually like that they want to build a house in the air. כי תלמידי חכמים שדין יהודאים, because Jewish demons הם פורחים באוויר. They're flying in the air like demons. Flying. ואין להם על מה שיסמוכו. And they don't have nothing to count on. כמו השדין שפורחים באוויר. Like the demons that are flying in the air. ואמר שם, so he said a name, וקם בן שמיה לארה, and it been happened, it been exist, between the sky and the earth. היינו, התלמיד חכם האמיתי, means the real תלמיד חכם, הוא בן שמיה לארה, he is between the heaven and the earth. כתרגומו, like that it's been translated, כי כל בשמיים ובארץ, everything is in heaven and in the earth, the achid bishmaya ve'ara means that it's
united,
it's one thing that is between heaven and earth, and it's talking about the Talmid Chacham. Ve'amar, and he said, apiku li livne ve'tina mehatam, bring me stones and cement from there. But he's using the word tina. The word tina is have, it's got few explanations. One, it's cement, and the second one is a worm. What it means, worm? It means kitina, it means anger. It's not on the positive. Exactly, it's anger. Not sina, it's tina. It's like a grudge. To hold something bad on to want to revenge on a person. Kitina, and actually what is that? The worm, actually it's not the positive explanation on worm that we said before. It's a negative explanation on worm, that it's eating it from inside. It's eating that person. It's biting him from inside, his anger, his that grudge. Kitina nichnas belibam shel elu kanal, because bad thoughts, kfirot, entered into those hearts of those people. Venaase libam lev ha'even, and their heart become to be a heart that made out of stone. וכשתלמיד חכם האמיתי, and when the real תלמיד חכם רואה מחשבתם הרעה, sees their bad thoughts, אומר להם, he's saying to them, שיוציאו התינה מליבם, to remove the anger from their hearts. שיוציאו התינה שבלב האבן, to take out that anger that they have in their stone that made, heart that made out of stone. ואל יכפרו בהקדוש ברוך הוא. And they will not have bad thoughts, חס שלום, and not to believe in הקדוש ברוך הוא. כי התינה ולב האבן מהתם. Because the bad thoughts and the anger from, that he's got in his heart, hard heart, is coming from there, from the bad thoughts that he's got on Hashem. Haynu mibchinat ha'alefin ha'nefulim hanal, means from the aspect of those aleph that fell, like we learned. She'en gimatria hatam, that actually it's the same numeral value of the word Hatam, that he told them, go and bring me those stones and cement from Hatam, from there. This is the same from the place that all of those Aleph fell from. Amru, and they said, מאיקה דמצי לעסוקה להתם? Is there someone that can climb to that place? Is there someone that can fix those aleph, those thousands that fell? שאמרו לו, מי יכול לעלות האלף in הנפולים? Who is the one that can bring up all of those thousands that fell? מאיקה דמצי למבנה ביתה, so he answered to them, והשיב להם, מאיקה דמצי למבנה ביתה בין שמיה לארה, is there someone that can build a house over there? So what it means, רבנו is explaining, היינו מי שבונה ביתו על ידי תלמידי חכמים האמיתיים, the one that he is building his house according to the שיטה of real תלמידי חכמים, he's got something to count on. כי יש להם על מה שיסמוכו, because they have on what to count, כי תלמידי חכמים אמיתיים, because real תלמידי חכמים, הם יסוד כל דבר, they are the foundation of everything, ומי שביתו בית ועד לחכמים, and the one that his house of gathering of תלמידי חכמים, that are gathering themselves in his house to talk, to learn Torah, שבונה ביתו בבחינת, that he's building his house in that aspect of איש קדוש עובר עלינו תמיד, of a person of he wants to invite, to host תלמידי חכמים in his house, נעשה עליית קיר, and he's thinking to himself to build a wall, to ממש, to, he's thinking about it, to build his house with those intentions of to bring תלמידי חכמים into his house and to invite them, they're going to have place to sit, to learn, to eat, to drink. אלו האנשים, those people, מעלין האלפין כנעל. They have that ability to rise those thousands that fell, like we learned. וזה אלף, בית, גימל, דלת. And this is what it's written, the letters, first letter is אלף, second is בית, the last, the third one is גימל, and then דלת. גימל, דלת, what it means גימל, דלת, the third and the fourth letter, דה שמיה וארה. This is heaven and earth. בית, what is בית? It's the one that builds his house, מי שבונה ביתו, בין שמיה לארה, between heaven and earth. זה תיקון האלפים. This is what that fixes the אלף. זיין חט, what is the seventh and the eighth letter, זיין and then חט? היינו, those are בני אדם המקבלים תורתם משדין יהודאין. Those are those people that accept their Torah from Jewish demons, המכונים בשם זיין, that they've been called in that name of זיין. בחינת, in aspect of what it's written, לסעירים אשר הם זונים, סעירים it's one of the names of the demons, that they are zonim, so the word zonim, it's the sin of those demons, that they are not modest at all, doing horrible things, and the word zonim is coming from the letter zayin, so this is why the demons, they are zonim, so the ones that accepting from the demons, they've been called zayin, on the name of the letter zayin. מהם, so from them, because of them, החירוף והביזיונות, the cursing and the shames, the insultings, בבחינת, in aspect of what it's written, ובוז משפחות יחיתני, the insults coming from the families, יחיתני, it's gonna push the person to sin, or that those families are sinning, and they are the ones that are insulting. בחינת חט, an aspect of the letter חט. You see, ובוז, it's from the word זיין, and יחיתני, it's the letter חט. Hey, וו, what's going on with the letters hey that came after דלת, and וו that comes before of זיין? הוי וי, הוי וי, לשון צעקה ומריבה כנעל. This is how רבנו is teaching us about the arguments and the fights that being caused between those talmidei chachamim, the ones that rebukes and insults the real talmidei chachamim. למי מדנים, למי שיח. Those arguments that been created. Hainu Zayin Chet means the Zayin and Chet are arguing with the real Talmidei Chachamim and been created by that. The Talmidei Chachamim, they are in the beginning. Like we said, Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. It's the Aleph, it's the result of the one that builds the Bayit. It's the second one, based on the one that is the real Tzaddik, that is the Gimel Dalet, that is Achid, he is united between heaven and earth, that this is Gimel and Dalet. So, in the end we saw Zayin and Chet, that this is those ones that accept the wisdom, the rebukes and insultings from the demons. They are arguing with the beginning, so in the middle, you have those shoutings, the Hoyvei, the Hey and the Vav, this is the shoutings from all of the arguments. Tet Yud, what's going on with Tet and Yud? What we're going to do after Yud, that Rabbeinu is stopping in Yud. You all can look and find, there is a wonderful book that calls Midrash Otiyot de Rabbi Akiva. Mm-hmm. The same Rabbi Akiva that learned the letters in the age of 40, he is the one that wrote Midrash Otiyot. He is the one that achieved the most on the letters, and he wrote a complete Midrash on the letters, even though that he started in the age of 40. And he wrote over there huge, amazing, impossible to understand explanations on the letters. Mamash, huge, wonderful things. So, Tet Yud, ninth and tenth letters, Tuva Ganez Begave. Huge, good things are hidden in it. What it means? Ki tzarich kesheshomea Torah, because it needs something very important. When a person hears Torah, mitalmidei chachamim shedin yehudain, from Jewish demons, those talmidei chachamim, it's very important sheyochal tov shebegave, that he gonna eat only the good that it contains. There is good. Those aleph that fell, they're good in their source. So you have to be very strong to listen carefully, if you have that ability, to listen very carefully, or if you find yourself with no choice, because now that Talmid Chacham is going to be insulted, or something that for sure you're not allowed to do, if you want to stand up or something like that, you cannot. So, at least you're going to try to look the good inside of the words of that rabbi that he's talking now. So, ki tzarich, כששומע תורה מתלמידי חכמים שדין יהודאין, when you hear Torah from those תלמידי חכמים, שדין יהודאין, Jewish demons, שיוכל טוב שבגבל, that you're going to eat the good that there is in it. כמו, like that it's written in מסכת חגיגה that we learned, רבי מאיר, רימון מצא תוכו אכל. רבי מאיר, he found a pomegranate, and he ate the inner part of that pomegranate. This is what it's written over there about Elisha ben Abuya, Elisha Acher, that he fell a horrible falling from his level of being a Talmid Chacham to become, to be that aspect of Shedin Yehudain, sinner, and Rabbi Meir was still following him and taking the good parts of his Torah. And this is what it's written, that he was taking only the inside, inner part of the pomegranate. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, Beni tena libecha li. My son, give your heart to me, uchtiv, and it's written after it, Shema divrei chachamim, listen to the words of chachamim, but velibcha tashit ledaati. But your heart, you should tilt it to my meaning. Hashem is saying, listen to the words of Chachamim, but your heart should be straight facing to me, to Hashem, not to the Chachamim. You can take a lot from Chachamim, but you're serving Hashem. Your heart should be straight to Hashem. וכשעושכן, and כן, and when you're doing that, מעלה טוב הגנוז בגבה, you're rising the good part that is hidden in that one. Hainu ha'alefin ha'nefulim means those thousands that fell, those letters aleph that fell. Veze tet, and this is the meaning of the word tet. Tuva ganez begave, the good tet, it's from the word tov, tuva, the good that is hidden in it. Shetashit libcha, that you're going to put your heart to listen, latov haganuz bidvarav, to the good that is hidden in his words. Val yedei ze yud, and by that you're going to have yud, the tenth letter. Haynu tetaken al yedei ze ha'alefin, by that you're going to fix the alefin. Why yud is fixing the alefim? Bechinat, in aspect of odeh shimcha ki asita pele. I'm going to thank you, I'm going to thank your name that you made wonder with me. The yud, this is, so Rabbeinu going to say that. Yud, odeh, it's from the word yud. To say thank you, it's called lehodot, it's coming from the word yodeh. So I'm going to thank you, Hashem, that you made pele. Pele is the letters of the word aleph, wonder. You made a wonder, you raised those alephim. So I'm thanking you, means that you're achieving. So actually, by thanking to Hashem Yitbarach, it's a shortcut. Thank Hashem. To thank Hashem, you're achieving everything. So, Odeh Shimcha Ki Asita Pele, it's written, Da Aleph, this is that Aleph. The Pele, it's Aleph. Veze Yud Tzurat Aleph. And actually the letter Yud is in the shape of the letter Aleph. Why? Because Aleph, it's Rabbeinu is explaining that in another Torah, that in the letter Aleph, there is one Yud in the right side and another Yud in the left side. And the line that there is between them, this is the Rakia. So actually, this is that Aleph, this is that Talmid Chacham, that, again, that is standing between heaven and earth. This is that Aleph, that you have heaven, you have earth, and you have the one that is between. This is the letter Aleph. Yud also, it's written, Yud al Shem HaChokhmah, Nemra, the letter Yud is telling us about the wisdom. So, Veze Yud Surat Aleph, Veze Yud Leshon Odeh, and Yud, it's the way of saying thank you. Yud, Id, also Yehudi, it's from the words Lehodot, Tov Lehodot Lashem. Yud, Bechinat Vayadu Even Leshon Hashlacha. Yud also, it's have that aspect of to throw a stone. Yud, it's Yadu, to throw. It means Leshon Hashlacha, means to throw things. And in our, what we are learning, Hainu Klipato Zarak, means to throw away the shell of that fruit. And not to eat the shell, just to take the fruit. To throw means to take the good. Ad kan leshon Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha. Until here, Rabbeinu's exact word. Thank you very much. טוב טוב להודות להודות להשם ולזמר לשמחה עליון להגיד בבוקר בוקר חסדך אמונתך בלילות טוב טוב להודות להודות להשם ולזמר לשמחה עליון ולזמר לשמחה עליון להגיד בבוקר Thank you.